Welcome. I'm Sunny Hepburn.
And I'm Brandy Fleeks.
And this is Book of Lies. The podcast.
It's bold, bitches.
Sorry, I just have to do it.
You're so loud.
I know.
I mean, noisy. Not loud, just noisy.
I know. I am. That's okay. Thank you for being here.
Apparently, people are getting, they're getting unemployment claims filed under their names, and so...
It's fucked up.
Yeah, so if they ever become unemployed, they already have open claims on themselves.
And they probably from use other their people. Benefits and stuff.
Yeah, so, you know, just stay alert. There's numbers you can call and there's websites you can visit to find out about that. Because
I was going to say, how do you even begin to
figure
that out?
Your state has a website. Each state has their own, you know,
okay.
EDD.
Okay.
So basically, you know, you can go on the EDD website and look for account information that bears your name and social and that information. And if there's an open account and you're employed, what'll happen is they'll flag you and then they'll say you have to repay it.
Uh-huh. You owe money.
Yeah. So just, you know, if you get a notification or a letter in the mail saying that you have a benefits overpayment or... something of that nature, there's a fraudulent account out there with your stuff, and you're gonna have to do a whole bunch of fucking work to find who it is. That's the problem with, like, this type of fraud. You actually have to find the person, like with identity theft. You have to find the person.
Who has stolen your identity.
Who has stolen your identity.
That's lame.
And it sucks because it takes all of the accountability off of the credit card companies and it puts it on you. Because they're going to say you owe them money and you owe them, you have to pay it, you know, and there's all that shit. Meanwhile, there's some asshole out there running around using your identity, racking up bills that now you are responsible for.
Yeah, that's super fucked up.
So just be diligent, be vigilant, and make sure, you know, check your social security numbers, go on your state's EDD website. There's a bunch of phone numbers. I Googled them.
Yeah, Google them yourself. and also, the fraud calls are still coming, people. So I got a call this morning. This is Apple support. I was like, bye, click, get out of here. Like, I have no time for this bullshit.
Bye.
Bye. So just be careful. People are still calling you, wanting some bullshit. Hang up, block them, and then the emails, they still continue to come. So people always try and get your paper, get your life, get your social, and it's a fight that you're going to have to fight forever, pretty much.
Maybe we should just do away with the social security number thing, because that wasn't even started until, like, the early 1900s. Before that, there weren't social security numbers. And the social security number, honestly, is just a way to track people.
Ooh.
So, yeah, ooh. Just so you know, that's a thing.
We need to get into that, okay? Oh, my gosh. Do you want to know what we're going to talk about today?
Yeah, what are we going to talk about, Sunny?
We are going to talk about the Queen of Mean, Leona Hemsley.
Oh, my God, okay.
You heard of her?
Yeah.
Do you know who that is?
Yeah, she's a bitch.
Well, yes, she was. I did my research. Yes, so we're going to talk about her. So Leona Hemsley was born Leona Mindy Rosenthal in 1920. Her parents were Polish-Jewish immigrants, and I guess they escaped the Holocaust because they made it to New York, right?
Yeah.
I believe Leona was the youngest of three, and I think she really wanted her mother's love and attention and all that stuff. She was always comparing herself to her older sister. Like, I'm doing better than her.
Oh, God.
Anyway, so she grew up in Marbletown, New York. Her family eventually settled in Manhattan. And at the age of 16, she dropped out of school, out of high school. She changed her name a couple of times, you know, like they do. She's a chain smoker. She smokes multiple packs a day.
Ugh.
And she even lied and said that she was a model for, like, a cigarette brand. She was just like, oh, yeah, I'm a model.
That's great.
And that's never, ever, ever been verified because this bitch be lying. So she gets married at the age of 18 to an attorney, Leo Panzier, and they had a son named Jay. And he was born in 1940. She seems very cold. She doesn't show emotions.
Yeah.
She doesn't show happiness, excitement, and she uses sex as a weapon. So I think she eventually gets bored, so she starts going out, and she starts fucking around, right? She's always, like, upgrading. So she starts having an affair with this other guy named Joe. Then she eventually divorces her first husband, Leo, to be with Joe.
Of course.
Of course. And he is in, like, the garment industry or something like that. But I would say that Leona is insatiable.
Yeah.
She is never happy.
Yeah.
She always wants more and more and more. So she marries and divorces Joe twice.
Because why not?
Because why not, right? So once they finally get divorced, their final divorce, she eventually starts making her own money. She gets a job as a secretary at a real estate firm. And she lies about her age to them as well. She lies about them. She's like, oh my God, I have a child to take care of. And she starts going by Leona Roberts. So she officially changes her name to Leona Roberts, right? And she lies and just says she's younger and she has a family to support. But her son's like off in... No, you didn't. Her son's off in college.
Okay.
Right? So she works her way to the top.
That's really interesting. A lot of people with that whole I've got a family support thing... It's during that time.
This like is the 1960s,
the 50s, yeah. Yeah, the 50s and 60s. They wouldn't hire women because they had a family during that time.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like using that, trying to use that to her advantage, which is odd.
She was very aggressive with anything. Like, she was just like, I'm trying to get my way. I want to see this person. Do you have an appointment? No. Do you have an appointment? No. Get him on the phone. No. Call. Like, she was just like, a dog with a bone, I guess. I don't know. She was just like always just super aggressive. She's a secretary at the firm, right? And then she works her way to the top. She had to, well, the rumor is that she slept with her boss and like they had an on and off again affair. But I'm sure she did. And I watched, let me tell you guys about my sources. Sorry. So Wikipedia, of course. I watched a few videos on YouTube. I watched a movie called, it was a TV movie from the 1990s called Leona Hemsley, The Queen of Mean, starring Suzanne Pleshette and Lloyd Bridges. It was made by Encore.
Suzanne Pleshette.
Yeah, I watched it and it was pretty interesting.
From the 1980s?
It came out in 1990.
Oh, okay.
So she is like, hey, she wants to see the boss or whatever. She goes in and she's like, well, you know, I want to be a broker. You know, I'm working on these buildings and blah, blah, blah. And he's like, okay, well.
Lloyd Bridges?
Mm-hmm. This isn't Lloyd Bridges that's talking. This is just her boss at this real estate firm that she was at. And he's like, okay, well, what do you think of these blueprints? She's looking at him. She's like, they look really nice. They look really nice. He's like, what do you think about the bedroom? And she's like, I don't see a bedroom on here. He was like, it's upstairs. There's mirrors all over the place. You should meet me up there. And she just like looks at him and smiles. And then cut to another scene. She's, like, running a sales team. She has her own office. And I feel like that's the same shit that happened to Margaret from Real Housewives of New Jersey.
No, it isn't.
Well, I mean, she slept with her boss and...
Yeah, you know. She did. She slept with her boss. But Margaret didn't, like, Margaret wasn't, like, you know, trying to...
Well, she was ambitious. She asked for a promotion. He was like, if you want a promotion, you gonna get this D.
That's different.
Okay. I feel like it's the same.
It's not, because Margaret slept with her boss because she felt intimidated.
And she was only, like, 19, too.
Yeah.
She was super young. This one was a grown-ass woman.
It was like, she uses sex as a weapon.
She does.
So.
Okay, you're right. Okay, they ain't the same. Y'all ain't the same. But anyway, this is the 1960s when this is happening. So she starts running shit, and she becomes a real estate broker. In 1968, she goes to a party with a bunch of real estate moguls and money. And then she meets the big fish that she's been trying to sink her claws into, Harry Hemsley. I wrote, Harry Hemsley is dripping it. Wealth, I mean. And he has a wife. His wife is quiet. She doesn't go out. And she's a Quaker.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Quakers are pacifists.
Well, she's a Quaker. And they've been married, you know, 30-some-odd years, right?
Mm-hmm.
Harry Hemsley was born March 4th, 1909 in Manhattan by way of the Bronx. And Leona finds out that he likes to dance. So at this party, she goes and approaches him, asks him to dance, and they pretty much dance all night.
Uh-huh.
And he's fucking smitten. What does this home-wrecking bitch do? She carries on an affair with this man for years. She eventually goes to work for him for one of his real estate firms. Oh, for his brokerage. She has a brokerage firm, and he hires her as SVP. But, you know, in this role, she starts buying up different types of property, making deals. And so at this time, when she's working for Harry Helmsley,
sorry,
she's making... What'd you do? You farted?
Yep.
Oh, hell no. I'll let you know when it hits me. I'm gonna fan that shit that way. Hang on a second. So she's making millions off of the deals that she's closing. She's buying buildings and has real estate of her own. She is buying and converting apartments into what she calls a co-op, or what they're saying is a co-op. But they're buying apartments and converting them into condominiums. Uh-huh. And then she's aggressively lying to her tenants, using deceptive means and scare tactics to get them out of the apartments. And then she forces them to buy condos instead. So she's like, okay, you guys got to get out of here. We're going to convert these. And you have to buy it. Instead of renting, now you have to buy.
I'm not coming back, bitch.
Well, it's really fucked up. And people are like, hey, you know, you don't have the right to do this. The building has to agree to this. 35% of the tenants have to agree. And she just starts lying to people to get them to agree and doing shady things. All of this is happening around 1971. Her tenants are sick of her shit, and several of them sued her because she was forcing them to buy condos. Mm-hmm. They won, and she was forced to compensate them by giving them leases for 3 years for free.
Good.
And they took her real estate license.
Ha!
They were like, no, 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 no. But I'm writing, did I mention she's a rude bitch? So yes. she treats secretaries like trash. She's always threatening to fire them. She's like, hey, Leona, you have a call. I'm not taking any fucking calls right now. But it's so-and-so. Shut up. Like, I'm doing my job. Like, one call was about her son. And then she was like, do it again and you're fired. Like, she was just a hateful bitch and would just hold people's jobs above their heads. Mm-hmm. And it was,
She was an asshole, for sure. That's why her ass went to prison.
Asshole. Don't ruin the story. I'm gonna cut that out. So, but anyway, while all this is going on, right, she's fucking Harry Helmsley behind his wife's back.
Yeah.
And she starts playing on his ego.
So honey, you're so great.
You're the king. You're the king. You've done so much for this town. All this.
You're wonderful.
Let me suck your dick. Blah, 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 blah.
Oh, my God.
So, in the movie, she lies and pretends that there's some other guy involved because she wants Harry to leave his wife and marry her.
Mm-hmm.
Who doesn't? He's a billionaire, by the way. Did I mention this? He's a billionaire. And so, what she does is she sends herself all of these flowers.
I would have been freaking, like, literally, I would have been stacking my chips. So I'd have been like, can I get some money? Can you
kick me some bread?
Yeah.
He's like, bitch, I pay you already. I sign your checks. I know how much you make.
Can you literally, let me hold something. Let me hold something.
Can I hold this money for you, baby? Let me help you out, my
friend. Let me hold 20 racks.
Like, I can smell your fart now. Anyway, can I hold something? You're funny, Brandy. Okay, so, but yeah, she just plays on his ego, just stroking it. I mean, and she's not an unattractive woman, but she's a chain smoker, so she sounds like this.
She sounds like Lucille Ball.
She sounds like this.
When she was in her 60s.
Yeah, she sounds really just, rah, rah, rah.
Yeah.
You know? But she's attractive and she's very sexual. And so she wears makeup, she does herself, she dresses to the nines.
Of course she does.
Of course, you have to dress for success, you know what I'm saying? So she plays this trick and she's like, oh, you know, I've got this other guy who I was seeing before you even came along, Harry. You know, he wants to marry me. He wants me to move to Atlanta. And I'm considering his marriage proposal. What am I supposed to sit around here and wait for you? You're married. And he's like, well, I'm comfortable. We've been together for 33 years. Like, you know, we built this together. And mm-hmm. She's just like, well, it's this or that. And what happens? He fucking divorces his wife of 33 years and marries Leona Helmsley.
Yeah.
April 8th, 1972.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
But they say that this marriage saved her ass because this is right around the time she got her license taken away from that bullshit she pulled with her tenants.
Right.
Harry, not only does he own a few brokerage firms and buildings and real estate, he also owns hotels. So when him and Leona get together, he's like at the height of purchasing hotels. They say that fucking Trump had a problem with them because they were in the limelight.
Yeah.
And he was like number two or three or whatever.
They had more money.
Yeah. They had more money.
That's what it was. Like, he's a, you know, spoiled ass fucking brat. And, you know, he wants attention.
They all want attention. They all want attention. So since she can no longer do real estate, what does she do? She concentrates on the hotel industry. Mm-hmm. So they built a few hotels together. They bought some hotels together and they remodeled some hotels together. There is the Helmsley Palace Hotel on Madison Avenue. There is the Empire. They have something in the Empire State Building. They own apartment complexes. They built a Park Lane Hotel and Helmsley Palace Hotel. And
Boardwalk and Park Place.
Right? And then, I mean, at the height of it in the 1989, they owned 23 hotel chains. Leona was running the show, but she was a nightmare.
Yeah.
The slightest mistake was grounds for firing. She would also talk mad shit to people. She would talk down to people. She would fire them. She's very unreasonable. It's her way or the highway.
Yeah. She should have been getting sued left and right by employees.
Like. I do have a case where she was sued by an employee. There was this one employee that said that she was just like, you're fired. And he took her ass to court, and he said that she fired him because he was gay.
Oh.
And they proved that that was the case, mm-hmm. and she had to cash his fool out, like $500,000.
That was it? Oh, what year was that?
This was like in the 80s.
Okay, yeah.
That's a nice chunk of change.
More money. Today.
James. Yeah, definitely. I want millions. I want it all, motherfucker. I want it all. But she's a nightmare. Everything has to be absolutely perfect. I guess she was walking through the hotel and there was a cigarette butt on the floor. And she was like, what the fuck is this? What is this on the floor? The guy was like, oh, it's a cigarette butt. And he called someone over to pick it up. And the guy was like behind the counter and he was like, but you're next to me.
You're right there.
Can you just pick it up and throw it in the trash? I'm doing something. And then they fired him. They're like, you're fired. Fucking asshole. You're fired and you're fired. Every day someone would get fired. They brought them salads.
She's an asshole.
Yeah, she's an asshole. Brought them salads. And there was like a droplet of water on the salad.
On the lettuce.
On the lettuce. And she was
that
like,
means that they washed your lettuce, what? Ma'am.
Soggy lettuce, how dare you? She would go in like to the hotels and have lunch, and they would strategically place her away from people because she was known to cause a scene.
Yeah.
And this is, people would be like, oh my gosh, this woman's trash. Who let her in here? And like, oh, she owns the place.
This is the owner.
She's a monster. Eventually, her son, Jay, starts working for them as vice president of a company that they have. It's called Deco Incorporated. And this company handles all of the purchasing and inventory for Helmsley Hotels and such. She tried to, like, put him in as president. He was like, oh, to her husband, Harry, you know, make Jay president of Deco and blah, blah, blah. He's like, he doesn't have the fucking experience. Like, are you kidding? She's like, you owe me. I made you 20 years younger. And, you know, I give you this booty and, you know, all that stuff. You owe me for this, baby. You want me to hold something? Put my son in a job. So he put him in as VP of that organization. And he had, you know, people oversight in there to make sure shit wasn't going on. Turns out Jay, my friend, was over-ordering supplies, like for hotels. So he would order supplies for 300 rooms rather than 200 rooms. And then the excess stuff he would go and sell to another organization and then pocket the proceeds.
Right.
They found that out. And they're like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, I put you in this job and then you start stealing? But then Harry in the movie, he was like, well, this is your mom, so I'm not surprised. Yeah. Yeah. So they find this out, and they're like, we are watching you with a fine-tooth comb, motherfucker. Like,
watching you with a fine-tooth comb.
I don't know. You can keep your job, but we're watching you.
How do you watch something with a fine tooth?
Like, I don't know. I have no idea.
We're watching you like a hawk.
Like a hawk.
We're going through all of your... Your shit. Your files with a fine tooth comb?
Yeah, that. But the guy who, the auditor who brought it to Leona's attention that her son was stealing, he lets her know, and she's like, did you tell Harry?
She's like, you're fired.
Yep, yep. Did you tell Harry? No. Okay, great. You're fired.
I'll still tell him, bitch.
And that's what he did. He went back, he told him, and she was like, and he was like, oh boy, he's not fired. He's never fired. Knock it off. He was known, Harry, the husband, to... Once people would get fired, he'd be like, just come back to work the next day.
Yeah, he checked that bitch.
She's crazy.
Harry! Leona's being mean to me!
So,
oh my god.
They're creating these hotels, and Leona is named president of Helmsley Palace Hotel, which needs a lot of renovations. She hires contractors to, you know, revamp this hotel. She fires them when they're about done so she doesn't have to pay them.
That's not how it works.
That is not how it works. And she was notorious for saying, oh, I didn't like it. I didn't approve it. And they're like, bitch, you approved it every step of the fucking way. You approved this, that, and the other.
It's on paper, bitch.
And she's like, no, I hate it. I don't like this. Blah, 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 blah.
You know what I love? Like when, you don't watch court shows.
Sometimes, but not really.
Judge Million. And like a couple of the other judges, they see these people because she's
that's the one with the red hair, right?
Judge Wapner, People's Court. Mm-hmm. She's on People's Court. Yeah, the one with the red hair. There's people who do this. They hire people to do something, and they're like, "I don't like it. I'm not gonna pay." And then the judge is like, "That's not how it works. You have to pay for work that has been done, regardless of whether or not you like it. Mm-hmm. It's not I'll pay you if I like it. It's I'll pay you to do a job that I hired you to do." Now, if there's fucking changes that need to be made, that's one thing. But you can't just say, I'm not gonna pay. Like, what if I came to your fucking restaurant, ate all the food, and said, I didn't like it, I'm not paying? What the hell? Does that make any sense?
The food was straight trash. I'm not paying for
it. Meanwhile,
this.
You ate the whole fucking thing and had dessert. Fuck you! Get out of here!
Bet you had seconds, you lying hoe.
Exactly. You can't do that, people.
Well, she tried to do that. She would always try to do that. So the Palace Hotel happens. So then she is being called the queen, right?
The queen.
The queen. Of this fucking hotel. So she is featured in an advertising campaign for the hotel, portraying her as a demanding queen. No, for the hotel. Queen who wanted nothing but the best for her guests. So she was like, oh, you know, you guys only have the finer things, the best sheets, the best mattresses. That's why she would, I mean, there's no excuse for her behavior and why she was just like, you know, if it's not top notch, it you're fired.
Top quality.
Right. So that's how she was advertised on, you know, commercials for the hotel. Mm-hmm. And then she became the queen of mean because she was a mean, nasty bitch. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was very difficult to work with. Always double backing, changing her mind, being a rude bitch.
Doubling back.
Acting like a diva. People are getting fired for cigarette butts on the floor, like I said. the guy who that happened to, I watched an interview. And I think he was paid by the Helmsley family, to be quite honest. He was like, she was really nice. You know, I got fired like 6 times, but, you know, she was very generous.
I got fired 6 times.
Yeah, she's very generous. You know, we had Christmas parties and she was always there dancing. Like, I would come to the fucking Christmas party too. Shit, why not? Let's get jiggy. Who doesn't love a fucking nice-ass Christmas party? If I've had Christmas parties before and my bosses have been fucking assholes. Like, so? Just because they throw you a party, that don't mean nothing?
Not at all.
Nothing at all. Yes, you may have gotten Christmas bonus, that's great, but you can't be mean and horrible.
That fucking raises people's blood pressure. Like, if you have to interact with somebody who you know is going to yell in your face, mm-hmm. or is going to, you know, potentially fire you all the time.
Yep.
Or, you know, somebody who threatens your livelihood, you're gonna be in poor health. You're gonna have high blood fucking pressure. You're gonna be a nervous fucking wreck.
I'm stressed out.
Fucking need a shrink and be on meds because this person is literally making you crazy.
This is what she did to a lot of people. So
I'd be like, that bitch put me in the loony bin.
That bitch.
I had to go into freaking the psych ward for 72 days. That's how bad it was. Shit. But I just quit. Fuck that. I'm like, oh no, fuck this place. I'm out.
Fuck this place. I'm out.
Deuces.
Here.
Well, burn that bridge. Set that fucking shit on fire.
People needed their jobs, and I mean, I'm sure they were paid very nice, but they had to deal with this heifer.
Okay, give me a raise.
Give me a raise. In March of 1982, her son Jay dies of a heart attack.
Damn.
Actually, of heart failure at the age of 42.
That sucks.
He left behind 4 children and a widow, which is his second wife, Mimi. They were living in Florida in one of the Helmsley residences. Right after Jay dies, she goes back to Florida. She evicts the family. She serves them with an eviction notice to get out of the house.
His family?
Her son's family.
Wife, yeah, his family.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What?
Yep. And then she sued his estate. Her son's estate.
What the fuck?
For money and property that she claimed he borrowed. And she was awarded $146,000 from his estate. Like, you sue your dead son's family just to, like, it's fucked up.
It is fucked up. Yeah. And it's stupid. Mm-hmm. She must not have liked her.
She didn't like her. I think this was his second wife, mm-hmm. and she didn't know her very well. But that doesn't really matter. She's still a bitch.
Yeah, that's just, like, your grandkids are now fucking homeless because you fucking evicted them.
You've got a problem.
Bitch.
Yeah. Around this
time. I mean, I'm sure they did fine, but I'm just saying.
Yeah. Around this time, Harry has a stroke, her husband, and begins to slow down. He's becoming more forgetful. And now she's just running shit full steam ahead. And at this time, they're living in hotels and in condos. So in 1983, they bought their first home in Greenwich, Connecticut. And they do or have nothing but the finest
of everything.
Items. Mm. The fucking works, right? And Leona charges everything to the hotels.
Yeah, that you can't do that.
They don't pay for a fucking thing. Mm. And they, you know, do this to pretty much evade taxes.
You can't do that.
Yeah. So the property was called Dunnellan Hall. It was a 21-room mansion.
I'm going to name my house.
Yeah. It cost $11 million. And they put all this fucking work in there. They put in a million-dollar dance floor, a silver clock. They spent over $8 million in remodeling.
Silver clock.
A silver clock and a mahogany... Yeah, I don't know. Who cares about a fucking silver clock? And a mahogany card table. Fucking expensive stuff. Who fucking cares?
For what?
To make it fancy. They put in, like, a marble pool. They were spending money.
It boggles my mind how people can find ways to spend money on shit that doesn't matter.
Yeah, it really doesn't matter. It's how... It's... I want the finest things because I'm the fucking queen. I deserve it. I earned it. No, and she's like this. Nobody gave me anything until I met Harry. You were a horrible person when you met Harry, even before that.
Yeah.
You were a nightmare. You were a nightmare. And I'm sure you have to be a nightmare to, you know, in the industry that you're in.
No, you don't.
You could be nice, but in the industry that you're in New York, in real estate, and just being a bitch.
Well,
I don't know.
What did they say? What was I watching? That, like, 5 families own all the property. And oh, yeah, it was that fucking WeWork shit.
Mm.
But, yeah, there's, like, 5 families that own all the property in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, to buy property in New York, you have to, like, basically have sharp elbows. And they have all the money because they have all the property.
Sharp elbows mean it's going to get cutthroat?
Meaning, yeah, you have to be able to nudge your way through and fucking, you know... Because they have all the money.
Fight.
And so they can fight. Yeah. They can afford, you know, to fucking a property that costs $200.
Mm-hmm.
Not in New York, but a property, you know, that's cheap. They can fucking inflate the price just so that you can't buy it.
Oh, bastards. Bastards. Well, so $8 million worth of renovations, and they did not want to pay for that stuff. So a group of contractors sued the Helmsleys for non-payment, and they eventually paid them. You know, they eventually paid most of the contractors. Oh, and they also have a staff, right, at this mansion, this 21-bedroom mansion. And they said that, like, you know, the Helmsleys, they would be out partying or whatever. They come home at 3:00 in the morning, and
after the stroke.
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay,
she would still carry him around. He just slowed down, but he was still busy. Like, he was still active with her, going to events and charities, and, you know, blah blah blah. They would come home like at 3:00 in the morning, And she would be like, you guys need to be up and you guys need to all be lined up when I come in. She wants like the royal procession.
I hate her.
Anytime she comes home, she would yell at the staff for like not having the sheets ironed correctly. And that
there's a wrinkle on the corner of this sheet.
Harry can't sleep.
It's a fitted sheet, ma'am.
Blah, blah.
I can see the wrinkle.
It's a fitted sheet, ma'am. She's like, what the fuck are you talking about?
I hate you.
Everyone is sick of Leona's shit. And someone calls the newspaper and spills the tea. And then an investigation is underway. And they find a bunch of receipts and write-offs. Mm-hmm. So in 1985, during court proceedings, the contractors reveal that most of their work was being illegally billed to the Helmsley's hotels as business expenses. The contractors sent a stack of falsified invoices to the New York Post to prove that the Helmsley's were trying to avoid tax liabilities. The resulting Post story led to a federal criminal investigation. In 1988, the U.S. attorney at the time is Rudy motherfucking Giuliani. Mm-hmm. He indicted the Helmsley. So that's why I'm like, I know him and Trump. Like, they were like, let's get this bitch. You know, I mean, she was wrong and she shouldn't have tried to write that stuff off to the business and evade taxes. But she was like, everybody else is doing it. Why am I going to jail? And this is not, she was like, I am not going to jail. I'm not going. And they're like, you're going to jail. But everyone else is doing it because, like, you know, whatever. Anyway.
Yeah. But she, that shit is crazy. You just spent how much? $5
million? $8
million. On a house.
On well, she spent $11 million to purchase the house, $8 million in renovations. And she tried to.
Not pay for it.
And she was sending a lot of it to the hotels to pay.
Right. That's a lot of money.
Uh-huh.
And it's just a house. Like, imagine what else there is.
There's a lot.
Exactly.
So, there's a trial, of course, and 44 people testified against her.
44.
At the trial, an executive of one of the Helmsley companies called Helmsley Spear, Paul Rufino, said that he refused to sign phony invoices billing the company for work done on their Connecticut mansion. He said that Leona fired him on several occasions for refusing to sign the bills, only for Harry to usually tell him to ignore her and to come back to work. One of the, what was her name? One of the housekeepers. This is in writing, but there is also a scene from the movie that she's out signing a bunch of invoices, sending them off to the bill, and she's talking to her like maybe he's her accountant. And he's like, oh, you know, don't pay taxes. She's like, oh, gosh, we never pay taxes. Taxes are for the little people. Or something.
Ugh.
Yeah, only little people pay taxes.
That's that 1% attitude. Fuck you guys.
Yep. And so the witness who was also a housekeeper, she testified that that shit happened, and she was like, I would never say that. Do you know how much taxes we pay? We pay millions of dollars in taxes. But
no,
you guys
you're
are
supposed to pay millions of dollars.
You guys
in
are
taxes.
Billionaires. Like
you're supposed to pay millions of dollars in taxes.
Drop in the bucket.
Bitch.
Anyway, she didn't look good on stand. She thought she was gonna get off. The jurors were like, "Fuck this bitch. She's a greedy hoe." And they found her guilty. Guilty. So on August 30th, I think it was 1989, she was convicted on one count of conspiracy to defraud the United States, 3 counts of tax evasion, 3 counts of filing false personal tax returns, 16 counts of assisting in the filing of false corporate and partnership tax returns, 10 counts of mail fraud. See, it wasn't wire fraud because she mailed the check, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Like I said, give me cash.
Cash me out, dog. Cash me out. Put that shit in a bag.
Briefcase, you know, whatever.
And she was one count of extortion. They tried to give her 16 years, and she, like, passed the fuck out. Oh, God, no. Oh, she collapsed outside of the courtroom, and then she was later diagnosed with heart irregularities and hypertension. She has heart disease in her family. Her father died of heart disease, her sister died of heart disease, and her son died of heart disease. Mm-hmm. So she has it in her family. She got a new attorney, so she appealed the judgment. She used Alan Dershowitz, and he got her sentence reduced to 4 years. And she was ordered to report to prison on tax day, April 15, 1992. But she did not serve 4 years, of course. She only served 19 months. So she got out of jail on January 26, 1994. So she did the time. In 1997, Harry dies at the age of 87, and he leaves Leona everything. Mm-hmm. Worth about $5 billion.
And okay. She only has fucking one offspring.
He's dead now. He died.
Yeah, or I'm sorry, had.
Well,
so.
Let me finish. Oh, we're not done, honey. Oh, we're not done. Harry dies in 1997.
Yeah.
So, Leona is alone. She gets a fucking dog by the name of Trouble. And she gives to, like, you know, the families of people from September 11th, people that were affected by that. Leona gets everything.
Yep.
$5 billion. And the empire, the hotel empire.
Uh-huh.
But she's a convicted felon. She can't own property. She can't own businesses or something in New York.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. So she is no longer running the hotels. She has to sell them. And she becomes a recluse. She's still friends with, like, the Hilton family and, like, the Noriega family, like, the Cuban dictator or something. Those are, like, the people of notoriety, like, of note that they said kind of, like, stood by her. Leona gets...
Fidel Castro is the Cuban dictator.
But before it was Noriega.
Emmanuel Noriega.
I think so.
Manuel Noriega.
Or somewhere in South America.
It wasn't. Yeah, it wasn't. It wasn't Cuba.
Okay.
I think it was Ecuador or...
something like that.
Yeah, I think it was Ecuador. Oh, I'm sorry. Panama.
Panama. Okay, that's what it was. She can't own the hotel, so she has to sell them. But she's still a fucking billionaire, right? She gets a dog by the name of Trouble. And in...
Trouble! Come here, Trouble!
In 2007, she dies.
Come here, Trouble.
At the age of 87. And she leaves Trouble $12 million.
Bitch! Why do people do this? That dog is gonna die, and then all of that shit is gonna go to probate.
She left the dog $12 million, and she left two of her grandchildren $2 million each, and the other two she didn't give them shit.
Other dogs.
So the two grandchildren that didn't get anything, they appealed it, and they were like, she was out of her fucking mind. Obviously, she left the dog $12 million. Mm. Who does that? And they said, like, she would. She was just crazy. Like, I'm going to write you off. You're out of here. You're out of here.
Yeah. That's what she was doing. She fucking...
That's exactly
that's
what
how
she
ran
doing.
Her life. Just uh-huh. fucking...
Writing people
dismissing
off.
Dismissing folks.
Well, they appealed it and they won. So they limited... They were like, I think Trouble can survive off of $2 million.
No.
For the rest of its life. So a caretaker. And then each one of the grandchildren, the other ones, they each got like $1 million each or something, which is nice. And then the rest of the money went to the Helmsley family. They have like a charity, and she was buried next to Harry in like a mausoleum at, I think it's called Sleepy Hollow Cemetery in New York. Mm-hmm. And she left like, I think, a couple million dollars just for the care of the mausoleum, because apparently she hated dirt. So every year someone goes by and cleans it like with the water. Power washes it, something like that, just to keep it pristine, because she's fancy pants even in death. And that is the story of the Queen of Mean, Leona Roberts Helmsley. I heard your fart. Oh my God! You're gross. I'm leaving that in. I'm leaving that in.
So nasty. Woo! That is hilarious.
Okay.
I was holding it.
Thank you.
And I couldn't anymore.
Thank you. Hey, listeners. Thank you guys for being here with us. Brandy, what's your thumbs up for the week?
God, we're already in May. It's fucking May. What happened? We're almost halfway through fucking the second quarter.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. I feel like all my organization plans have gone to shit. I had systems, and now I don't.
What'd you do this week? Besides fart up this closet. Oh, what have you been watching? Let's talk about what you've been watching this week.
Oh, gosh. Okay, so I'm rewatching Spartacus.
I need to... Listen, I know, Katie, I know that's your shit. I want to ride Jupiter's cock, too. Oh. But I haven't watched it, really.
Well, I'm rewatching it. I'm just finished season one last night.
That's on Stars?
Yeah. Andy Whitfield was so... He was such a beautiful man. He died.
I know.
Yeah, it's on Stars. And I finally watched Into the Woods, like I told you yesterday, because I didn't watch it, like, how long has it been out? For like 10 years or some shit?
No, not 10 years. A long time. Let's just say that.
Yeah. It came out in 2014. So 6 years.
No.
7 years, something like that. Whatever. What do you mean, no?
It's been out longer than that.
It came out in 2014.
Okay.
Maybe even 2015.
You're right, 2014.
But, so I watched that, and I just was like, God, they all suck. Like, everybody sucks in this movie. Everybody sucked.
Yeah.
Like, and Chris Pine, that was not him singing.
Oh, no.
Everybody else sang. He did not sing.
There was a lot of bullshit going on in that movie. That play. Yeah.
Yeah, well, the movie.
Yeah.
The play, I've seen the play on PBS with Bernadette Peters.
We saw the play, too.
No, the original.
Okay.
The Broadway version.
I did like that one with Bernadette Peters. You're right. I used to play it on TV. You're right.
But I was just like, everybody's garbage. Like, you know, because when we saw it in L.A., they weren't depicted as being such garbage.
No, and of course on TV, I mean on a movie, they have to...
Yeah, they adapted
it. Zhuzh it up a little bit.
Rewrite it and all that stuff. But, I mean, Red Riding Hood was a fucking thief. The baker and his wife really did not deserve to have a child. The witch was just a crazy person. And, you know, she was a witch, so that's what witches are. And then...
We're not trying to offend the witches that are listening to this podcast
right now. Disney witches, you know. Not Wiccans, or pagans. Then fucking, Jack was a little fucking thief, and, Cinderella was a fucking basket case. Her, you know, the sisters and the mother, of course, they're assholes. And, I mean, the only two that weren't dickholes in the movie, honestly, was Rapunzel and her prince. The rest of them sucked.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I watched it. Meh.
Meh.
I did like Meryl Streep's, you know, Last Midnight version. But, that's it. What have you been watching? What's your thumbs up?
I started watching The Circle Season 2.
I was going to ask you if you started watching that.
Did you watch it?
No.
Yes, I did start watching it, and it's really good. There's a twist. I have, like, maybe an episode or two to catch. I'm enjoying it. I think I just like the drama. But it's interesting. It's interesting. Some of the characters are pretty funny. There's a bunch of catfish.
I figured there would be, because, like, I know that they're, like, that old man.
Yeah. This one chick is playing her husband.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. So I think she looks Dominican to me, or Puerto Rican. And, like, her husband's black, and, like, he's attractive, and she's playing a single dad.
Oh, okay.
And he's hot, so all the chicks are like, oh, my God, Trevor! And she's like, yeah, you want Trevor. Yeah, you do. So it's funny. It's interesting. I need to go back and finish the season.
Oh, the season's over already?
They put the whole thing on.
Well, because remember last year when they did it, they were...
Oh, they made us wait.
Yeah.
Maybe I need to see if... I need to watch what's available to me now.
Okay.
And see if maybe it might stop me. So I'll see. I'm not done with what's available right now. Yesterday was the Bliss Bazaar. It was a lot of fun. I sold all of my biscuits. So thank you guys. Beauty's Biscuits. Holla at a player. Wah-wah-wah-wah. Yeah, that's about it. Hey, thanks for listening. Like I said... Connect with us. Visit our website, bookoflicepodcast.com. You can follow us on social, on Twitter, at Book of Lice Pod, Instagram and Facebook, Book of Lice Podcast. Don't forget, May 21st, Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific time, 5 p.m. Eastern time, we will be live streaming with the live stream for The Cure on Twitch. So join us there and... I think that'll be a good time.
Live stream for The Cure, baby.
Live stream for The Cure. Womp, womp, womp.
Proceeds benefit cancer research.
Yes, it does. So check that out. And I'm Sunny Hepburn.
And I'm Brandy Fleeks.
And this was Book of Lies. The podcast.
It's Bulp, bitches.